我们同心祷告啊，求主耶稣的圣灵带领我们早上的聚会。
We are now going to kneel down and pray and ask God's Spirit to guide this morning service.
让我们借着真理的分享啊，我们都能够同得造就。
So that we can the truth and all pray.
啊，哈利路亚！啊，我们弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to be all peace with all the brothers and sisters here.
啊，非常高兴有这个机会啊，到我们三摩西啊教会啊。来跟大家一起学习真理。
I'm very happy to have the opportunity to be here at San Jose Church and study the truth with everyone.
因为这一次蒙联总差派来协助我们联总神学院的事工。
Because the IA has sent me here so that I can study with the TTP students.
总共有一个月的时间住在我们San Jose。
And so I will be here in San Jose for 1 month.
那因为每天都在上课。
And because we have class every day.
所以时间呢过得显得非常快。
So time passes very quickly.
现在已经来了半个月了。
I've already been here for half a month.
转眼之间在半个月我就要又要回台湾了。
And in the next half of the month, I will be finishing up and going back to Taiwan.
那我今天早上要跟大家一起来分享靠主常常喜乐。
So this morning we will be studying the topic, how to have joy in the Lord.
我们现在人类虽然已经进入了21st century.
So even though we are in the 21st century.
在各样科技文明、医学样样都是非常的进步。
And we are very advanced in technology and knowledge.
生活的舒适度也比以前进步非常多。
And our standards of living are so much higher than before.
但是我们发现现代的人并没有比以前的人更幸福。
But we discovered that people today are not necessarily happier than they were in the past.
喜乐对现代的人来讲反而变成非常奇怪的一个名词。
It is actually quite strange to be joyful nowadays.
每个人面对面看到都是一种面带愁容的那种感觉。
And when you see people, you sense that they are feeling burdened.
就好像我上个礼拜在 Pacifica 听那个 Moody 在讲。
Just like last week when I was in Pacifica and I heard Pastor Moody speaking.
他说美国根据统计有2300万人有那个躁郁症。
So according to the U.S. Census, there are 23 million people who are depressed.
那美国的居民大概有2亿多吧，
And there are approximately 300 million people in the U.S. itself.
那就意味着说，将近10个人里面有一个是躁郁症的。
So that means almost 10% of the people have depression.
喜乐不起来。
And they're unable to be joyful.
其实就是应验了阿摩斯先知的预言了。
And so this is the prophecy of Prophet Amos.
神说在日子将到他要命饥荒降在这个地上。
And God said when the time comes, famine will come upon the earth.
那时人肚子饿不是没有饼可以吃。
And at that time people will be hungry, but not because they do not have bread to eat.
渴口不是没有水可以喝。
Thirsty, but not because they do not have water to drink.
是因为缺少了神的话。
It's because they will be devoid of God's words.
阿摩斯先知这边的预言其实是在讲心灵层面的饥荒。
The prophecy of Amos is talking about famine of the heart.
人心灵的饥荒就没有喜乐可言。
So when you have a famine in your heart, there's no joy to be found.
当然就会在他的生活里面产生了很多躁郁症忧郁症
So that is why in our lives we will have things like depression.
那我们一个属神的人却可以超脱的。
So because we belong to God, we can overcome this.
可以得胜这些。
And we can become victorious.
因为阿摩斯先知的预言，这些预言不是针对我们讲的。
Because these prophecies of Amos are not directed at us.
我们今天已经在基督里了。
We are already within Christ.
在基督里的人是有神的话的。
So within Christ, we have God's words.
那理论上，我们应该是能够喜乐，过着喜乐的生活的。
So in theory, we should be able to have joyful lives.
何况常常喜乐是神在基督里向我们所定的一个旨意。
And because God has promised that He will give us joy in our daily lives.
我们看《提撒罗尼迦前书》的第五章。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
提撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。这边有讲到三件事情。
And so from verse 16 to 18, it talks about three things.
第一件就是要常常喜乐。
The first is to rejoice always.
再来就是要不住的祷告。
And pray without ceasing.
然后凡事谢恩。
And in everything give thanks.
这三件事情说是神在基督里向我们所定的旨意。
For these three things are the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
那既然是神向我们所定的旨意，就表示说神期待我们去过这样的生活。
So if this is the will of God, that means this is the life that He wants us to lead.
所以常常喜乐。
So we need to rejoice always.
照说是我们每一个在基督里应该有的喜乐。
And within Christ we should have joy.
是我们必须拥有的。
It is something we will have eternally.
因为这是神借着耶稣基督所赐给我们的恩赐啊。
Because this is a grace given by God through Jesus Christ.
其实我们从创世的时候，我们就可以看到神的心意原来就是这样子。
And we can see even from Genesis in the creation time that this was always the will of God.
他要造人以前啊。
He created man.
先为世人来创造一个可居住的地方。
He created an environment that we can live in.
并且为人预备一个伊甸园。
And therefore he prepared the Garden of Eden.
伊甸原文的意思就是快乐。
And Eden originally means happy.
那你注意看，神为人类所预备的所有生活的需用都预备好的。
And therefore he prepared everything that humans would need in this life.
然后才把亚当夏娃安置在那里边。
And then he placed Adam and Eve within the Garden of Eden.
目的就是让他们在神的恩慈里面去过着无忧无虑的生活。
So that they could live within the peace of God and live worry-free.
只是很可惜的就是人类的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪了。
But unfortunately, Adam and Eve sinned.
所以罪人就不配享受神的恩慈。
And a sinner is not fit to enjoy the blessings of God.
因此神向他们两个人说出咒诅的话。
And therefore, God cursed them.
然后把他们赶出伊甸园。
And he chased them out of the Garden of Eden.
并且跟亚当讲说从此以后你要汗流满面才得糊口。
And therefore, he told Adam that from now on you must toil and labor.
那所以从此以后人类就开始过着一种劳苦愁烦的生活。
And from then on, we had to live a life full of hard work and worry.
可是在这末世，神却着幕后的亚当来施行拯救。
But God found a way to save us after Adam's sin.
也就是借着耶稣基督，把我们从罪恶中把他救出来。
And through Jesus Christ, he was able to save us from the depths of sin.
然后归自己，特别归自己，成为自己的子民。
And that way we could be part of God's kingdom.
所以哥林多后书第五章我们看一下。哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章的十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 11.
十七节啊，对不起，十七节。
Verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新了。这边说如果有人在基督里
Here it says if anyone is in Christ,
他就是一个新造的人。
He is a new creation.
是神借着基督重新把我们造的。
So through Christ we have been created again.
那这样的话旧的事情都已经过了。
So all the old things have passed away.
也就是亚当内所受的那个咒诅都已经过了。
So all the curses from Adam have passed.
那都变成新了。
And all things have become new.
因此才会说常常喜乐是神向我们在基督里面的人所定的一个旨意。
So within Christ, we are able to have joy as this is God's will.
好，那 既然是这样，可是为什么我们还是生活不出那种喜乐呢？
So if this is the case, why is it that we cannot find joy in our daily lives?
到底什么原因？
What is the reason?
好，首先我们当然要了解，就是因为当亚当他犯罪以后啊。
So first we need to understand after Adam had sinned.
跟亚当讲。
God had told Adam.
说从此以后啊，你要汗流满面才得糊口。
He said, from then on, you must sweat and labor for your work.
地要为你生出、长出那个荆棘跟蒺藜出来。
And the ground will have your livestock.
所以赶出伊甸园以后啊。
So after they were banished from Eden.
人类就在罪里面出生了。
Man was born out of sin.
因为所有的人都是亚当这个血脉来繁衍下来的。
Because everyone came from the bloodline of Adam.
所以大家都同样面对神对亚当所说的这个咒诅。
And then everyone had to face the same curse that had been given to Adam.
那都在神的那个咒诅下面生活。
And they were all living under the curse of Adam.
所以后来摩西啊，他就特别讲。
So then Moses pointed out.
我们来看这个诗篇哈，诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇
Psalms 90
九十篇来看第七节
90 verse 7
我们因你的怒气而消灭因你的愤怒而惊慌你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下我们度尽的年岁好像一生的叹息我们一生的年日是七十岁若是强壮的可到八十但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空我们便如灰而去这边摩西就在讲到
So from verses 7 to 10, Moses mentions,
说我们因为罪啊，放在神的面光之中。
Because our sins are in the light of God.
所以让我们经过的日子都是在神的震怒之下生活。
And therefore our days are passing under God's wrath.
让我们的人生啊，好像一生的叹息。
So it feels are just one big sigh.
含有非常短暂还有无尽的无奈。
And it feels very temporary.
所以他才做一个结论
And so he makes a conclusion
说我们人在日光下面一生的年日是七十岁
And so he says that the days of our lives are maybe 70 years
强壮的可以活到八十
And if we are strong, there are 80 years
但是这七八十年能够向人夸口什么
But what can we boast about in this 70, 80 years
就是夸口劳苦愁烦
We can only boast about labor and sorrow.
当这些无尽的劳苦愁烦结束的时候
And then when it is all over,
眼睛一闭
Once we close our eyes,
转眼成空
And it will all pass away.
这个就成为我们今天普世人的一个人生的一种写照
And then so this is what our lives are like today.
但是我们今天在基督里的人呢
But what about people who are in Christ?
照说是应该超越的
We should be able to overcome all this.
可是我们的肉体仍然要面对来自于这样的一个瑕疵
But then our flesh must face this
也就是所谓罗马书那边所讲的一种败坏的瑕疵
And so this is also recorded in Romans
第八章那边所讲的
In chapter 8
说我们肉体仍然面对这样一个败坏瑕疵
And that this is something that our flesh must face
所谓败坏的瑕疵就是会生老病死
And so it means that we can get sick and we will die.
不管动物植物都是这样子。
Even plants and animals.
因为这是尘土所造。
Because we are made from dust.
那我们这有圣灵初结果子的人呢
？And so those of us who can bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
仍然会叹息。
And we can sigh.
我们一直要等待。
And we need to wait.
进入神为我们这些神儿女所预备那个自由的荣耀。
And so that we can go into the glory that God has prepared for us.
但是当我们还在肉体的时候
，But while we are still in flesh,
我们还是面对这种败坏的瑕疵。
We are still facing that of the world.
所以我们会叹息。
So we will sigh.
但是这些问题，我们却可以靠着 基督把它夺胜的。
But these problems we can rely on God so that we can overcome.
所以我们信了主以后
So after we have believed in God,
在路光下面我们同样面对了生活的压力。
And under the light, we will still have pressures of this world.
我还没有来美国的时候
Before I had come to the US,
我的印象是我们移民来美国的人都是非常有钱的。
My impression was that everyone who immigrates here is very rich.
因为我在台北教会碰到的信徒都是有钱人移民来的嘛。
Because in the Taipei church, all the people who had immigrated were people who were very wealthy.
没想到来这边两个礼拜听，哇，你们在这边生活压力并不输给我们在台湾呢。
But then I realized in the 2 weeks that I have been here that there are no less pressures here than there are in Taiwan.
大家要面对这种贷款的压力。
Everybody has the pressures of a mortgage.
每天我都跟那个房子是去那边，下午就去那边走路。
So every day I would walk with the deacon outside.
他就跟我讲。
And he would tell me.
你看现在一大堆都挂出要来卖。
He would say, look, there are a lot of for sale signs.
这些房子他们如果工作一失去的时候，就马上要准备要卖掉。
For these houses, if anyone loses their job, they must sell their house right away.
因为背负了很重的一个贷款利息。
Because the mortgage interest rates are just too high.
所以，我看这样讲起来的话，世界上真的没有一个乐土。
So it doesn't seem like there's any place in this world without worry.
不管在地球的哪一个角落，都同样必须面对不同的生活压力。
Regardless of which corner of the earth that you're from, there's always some kind of pressure of life for you.
还有呢，病痛的折磨。
And there's also the threat of getting sick.
我们这个是尘土造的。
Because we are created from dust.
既然我们是亚当的后裔。
And we are Adam's descendants.
这个肉体就是要面对败坏的瑕疵。
So this flesh will encounter many tribulations.
所以就会慢慢的好像这个花一样慢慢的凋萎下去。
So just like these flowers, we will slowly wilt.
那肉体也是。
And so our flesh will be the same.
就会一天一天的败坏。
So day by day we will wear away.
所以人的一生总是会有面对这种疾病的一种折磨。
And so we will always face sickness and illness.
还有呢？
And、
还有苦难的操练。
We will also face suffering.
有好多人生所必须面对苦难的问题。
There are different types of suffering in this world that we also must face.
那这些挑战。都会让我们生活在日光下的人感觉到很不喜乐。
So even though we live under the light, these battles will not bring us any joy.
可是我们所感觉不喜乐的，应该是跟世人不一样。
But the kind of the lack of joy that we face should not be the same as the people of the world.
我们所感觉应该是一种短暂的。
We should feel that this suffering is temporary.
暂时感觉不喜乐。
So temporarily we will lack joy.
因为刚临到的时候好像没办法适应。
Because at first when you encounter these troubles, you will not know how to face them.
过了以后可以靠着神斗胜他的。
But once you rely on God, you will be able to overcome.
重新又得到这种喜乐的生活。
And so once again, you can regain your joy.
好，所以那我们今天呢？当我们面对这么多挑战的时候，
So today when we face all these battles,
我们到底要怎样做才能够让我们的生活有喜乐呢？
What should we do so that we can have joy in our lives?
才能够让圣经所说的常常喜乐实现在我们生活里面。
So how can we truly have joy in our lives just as the Bible tells us?
喜乐我觉得不是靠励志可以得到的。
Joy is not acquired by determination.
台湾有一个很有名的一个教授。
In Taiwan, there is a very famous professor.
姓戴的。没关系。他出了一系列那个励志的人生励志的那个书大概有20-30本有。
And he has written many books on the determination of man.
我看这个教授赚翻了，真的。
And I'm sure that he's made lots of money.
因为他的书都是畅销书。
Because his books sell.
他其中有一本就是说，我要做一个快乐的人。
So one of his books said, I want to be a happy person.
我就很好奇，就把它买来看了看看。
So I was very curious and I bought it and browsed through it.
他说要怎么快乐？
And this is how he said to be happy.
每天早上起来。
Every day you wake up.
对着镜子
And you look at the mirror.
我今天要做一个快乐的人
Today I will be a happy person.
一直提醒自己我今天要做一个快乐的人
You keep reminding yourself that you want to be a happy person.
把你的烦恼全部抛掉
And you should eliminate all your worries.
不要去想了
Don't be thinking about it.
我就是要做一个快乐的人
I will be happy.
我觉得 哇，这个快乐如果是用励志就可以得到，那太简单了。
If happiness could be attained through determination, then that's a little too easy.
看到人生的实境不是这样子。
And we see that in actuality, it's not like.
你每天对着镜子说，我要做一个快乐人，烦恼还在啊。
Just because you tell the mirror that you're going to be happy every day,
想笑都笑不出来啊。
It doesn't mean that you'll be able to smile and that your worries will go away.
所以不是用励志得到的。
So determination cannot attain your happiness.
那喜乐也不是借由人的安慰或心理医师的辅导就能得到。
And joy is also not attained by other people's comforting words.
哎，我们在这个国度里面好像比较盛行心理医师的辅导哈。
So in
心理医师。
Oh, so and through psychology, we also cannot attain joy.
那个辅导有一某种程度或许有帮助。
And maybe through counseling, you can be helped a little bit.
但是不能真正带给我们啊心灵里面的喜乐。
But it cannot bring you the true joy of the heart.
我举一个例子。
So let me give you an example.
我负担台北教会的时候。
When I was responsible for Taipei Church.
就碰过一个姓洪的啊一个姐妹。
I met a sister Hong.
她是1988年的时候。1998年的时候了哈，1998年。
In 1998,
我们台湾有温尼台风哦，非常大。
In Taiwan there were great typhoons.
结果汐止的林肯大郡哦就坍塌下来。林肯 building 啊。
Also, and one of the apartments collapsed.
好，那结果就塌下来喽。
And the entire building collapsed.
那个事件哦，死了28个人。
And at that time, 28 people died.
只有两个人被救出来。
There were only two people who were rescued.
现在官司哦还在打。
And currently, it is still in court.
其中有一个哈，就是后来来信我们教会。
And one of them came to our church eventually.
他当那个大楼被塌下来的时候。
And when the entire building collapsed.
他整个人就被那个铁门哦压着。
She was pressed under a metal door.
压在这个肚子这个地方。
All the way up to her waist.
就昏迷过去了。
And then she passed out.
经过了大概十几个小时才被救出来。
And then after over 10 hours, she was finally rescued.
因为压太久了，下半身都肿胀非常厉害。
But because she was under the debris for so long, she was greatly injured.
紧急送到长庚医院去洗肾。
And then so she had to rush to the hospital.
命是保留下来了。
And she was able to survive.
可是医生呢，却要把她截肢了。
But the doctor wanted to amputate her body.
她不要。
And she was not willing.
她就转到台大医院去。
And then so she went to another hospital.
台大医院也是认定说需要给他截肢。
And then this hospital also agreed with the previous diagnosis.
感谢主，后来是我们台北教会的姐妹哦，安息日下午都会去医院分发传单。
And thank God there were sisters who went to the hospital every week to hand out flyers.
就分到她的病房。
And then one of the flyers ended up at her room.
跟她讲说我们帮你祷告好不好
？And they asked, "Can we pray for you?"
他就说好。
And she said, "Of course."
好，那结果那个姐妹教会的姐妹就带我去帮她祷告。
And then so one of the sisters brought me to church to pray with this woman.
那第一次帮她祷告的时候
，And the first time I have prayed with her.
她那个脚趾头会动一直动。
Her toes would wiggle a little bit.
因为本来已经医生说神经已经死了。下半身要把它截肢了嘛。
And at the time, they said that the bottom half of her body was paralyzed, and she would not be able to feel anything.
结果在动，我就跟她讲说，那你有救了。
But I saw her toes moving, and I said, okay, you can be saved.
会动表示说有神经啊。
Because if you can move, then it means that there are still nerves there.
我就鼓励她了，你要靠神要坚定。
So I encouraged her to rely on God.
好，那她有一个，她有其实有。当那一个坍塌下去的时候，发生一个非常重大的事情。
And during the collapse, there was another important thing happening.
因为她的先生三个小孩就在那个事件里面死去了。
Because her husband and her three children had died.
而且只有那个小孩子是沙发椅把他盖住，有全尸，其他人都被压得变成好像肉饼一样。
And there was only one child who was spared a really brutal collapse. All the others were crushed.
后来他知道以后，每天都一直哭，一直哭。
So when she knew, she started crying every day.
哭到哦，我去见她的时候，我以为她是五十几岁的欧巴桑。
So she cried until the point that when I met her, I thought she was in her 50s.
那其实她才35岁而已。
But in actuality, she was only 35.
所以你可以看见哦，忧伤的灵哦，在短暂的时间能够改变一个人的面貌，你看看。
So you can see how a sorrowful spirit can change someone so quickly.
那她在医院里面如果听到那个小孩子哦在哭哦，她就一直哭一直哭。
So anytime she heard a child cry in the hospital, she would cry herself.
那因为她当时在台湾当是名人了哈。
And at the time, she was quite famous in Taiwan.
政府就请全力哈，不管花多少钱，就是要救她。
And then, so the government in Taiwan spent a lot of money trying to help her.
那台大医院就组成一个十几个人的心理医师哈，每天去劝她，你不要哭啦，你哭了怎么样啦，一直劝。
And the hospital had a whole team of psychiatrists working with her to convince her not to cry anymore.
是她听不进去啊。
But she was unable to accept that.
你叫我不要哭，可是我先生没有了，孩子没有了，叫我不要哭，怎么不要哭？
I don't have a husband and I don't have my children. How can I not cry?
所以我第一次碰到她，听到那个姐妹偷偷跟我讲这种情况的时候。
So when the sister first told me of this,
我就跟她讲。
I told her.
我说对不起。
I said I'm very sorry.
你的遭遇我不曾遭遇过。
I have never encountered what you've had to suffer.
我没办法体会你现在心里的那种感受。
So I'm unable to understand exactly what you're feeling.
所以我没办法用人的话来安慰你。
So I cannot use my own human words to comfort you.
但是
，However，
我相信。
I believe.
我所信的神，他一定有办法来安慰你。
The God that I believe in, He can comfort you.
条件就是只要你肯来。依靠他。
So as long as you are willing to rely on him.
他跟我点头。
And he will work with you.
就这样子。
And that's what I said.
隔了一个礼拜。
And after a week.
再去帮他祷告。
I prayed with her again.
结果祷告的时候，祷告完他说，你刚刚在按手的时候，我的腿好像电流通过一样。
She said, when you were laying hands on me just now, I felt like there was a burst of electricity through my leg.
感谢主，后来就真的没有截肢了。
And thank God they did not need to amputate.
那没有截肢，医生跟他讲不要高兴。
And the doctor told her don't be too happy.
虽然不用截肢，一辈子坐轮椅。
Even though you do not need to be amputated, you will spend the rest of your life in a wheelchair.
我跟他讲，医生的话参考的。
I said you can think of that as just some advice.
对我们在基督里面的人哦，医生的话是参考的。
So within Christ, the doctor's advice is really just guidance.
那神既然就让你不用截肢了，他一定会医好你。
So if God has prevented you from amputation, He will make you well.
你更要努力祷告。
You need to pray even harder.
结果差不多一个多月以后，他就坐轮椅到教会来了。
And then so after about a month, she went in her wheelchair and came to church.
再经过一个月，他就拿着四只脚的那种辅助椅来了哈。
And in another month, she was able to come to church with a walker.
意思说开始走路了。
And so she was already starting to walk.
再经过一个月，拿着一只拐杖这样走进来了。
And another month, all she needed was a cane.
木到半年，拐杖丢掉一个人就走进来。
And after 6 months of truth seeking, she could throw away the cane and just walk in.
主耶稣完全把她医治。
And Jesus healed her completely.
那更奇妙的恩典啊。
And more even more miraculously.
我刚刚不是说她一直哭吗？天天在哭吗？
I mentioned how she'd cried every single day, all the time.
医生说你再哭，眼睛都瞎了。
The doctor had told her if you keep on crying, you will go blind. And she said, I can't help it.
可是她慕道一个多月的时候。
But after a month and a half of coming to church.
有一次我们再去探望她，帮她祷告。
One time we went to see her and pray with her again.
给她按手。
And I laid hands on her.
祷完告的时候，她笑出来。
After the prayer, she started smiling.
吓一跳。
And I was very scared.
我从来没有看过她笑啊。
I had never seen her smile before.
我说你在笑什么
？And I asked her, why are you smiling?
传道，我刚刚你在祷告的时候。好像一颗石头从我心里面掉下去一样呢。
She said, right just then when we were praying, I felt like a stone had fallen out of my heart.
我就跟她讲。
So I told her.
感谢主。
Thank God.
主耶稣医治你忧伤的心灵。
Jesus has healed your sorrowful spirit.
那他就开始从这个时刻坐下来，一五一十把他发生的经过告诉我。
And then from that moment, she started telling me her entire story.
我是第一个听到他患难的家的人啊。
And I am the first person to have heard all the stories of,
其他的什么政府官员啊，医生啊，听的哦，都听不到啊，因为你问他你到底怎么样，他就一直哭这样子而已。
Even the government officials, all the doctors were unable to understand what really happened because she would just keep crying if she talked about it.
喜乐不是从 励志不是从安慰得到的。
So joy is not, does not come from comfort or from determination.
那从哪里来？
Where does it come from?
我们看腓立比书第四章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。当将跳过来看第六节。
Verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所是出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。这边保罗在讲。
Here it says, Paul tells us.
说我们要靠主常常喜乐。
We need to rely on God and rejoice always.
原来我们喜乐是从靠主得到的。
So if we rely on God, we can receive joy.
我们信神的人
Those of us who believe in God,
一定要懂得靠神。
We need to understand how to rely on God.
信神不靠神不是真信。
If you believe in God but you don't rely on Him, then you're not really believing in Him.
你信神不靠神，那就代表说你只是把这个信仰当成一种理论。
If you believe but you do not rely on Him, it means that faith to you is more of a theory.
当作一种心灵的安慰而已。
It is some comfort to your heart only.
可是我们这信仰不是。
But this is not what true faith really is.
我们的神是活生生的神。
Our God is a living God.
我们的信仰是生活的。
And our faith is a living faith.
所以神可以活在我们生活里面的。
So God can live within our daily lives.
他绝对不是一种挂在墙壁当我们的参考的。
He's not just someone we can look at a wall.
所以一定要懂得靠神。
So to believe in God, we need to know how to rely on.
这才是真实的信仰。
And that is a true faith.
好，那什么叫做靠主？
So what does it mean to rely on God?
所谓靠主就是信心的意思。
To rely on God means to have faith.
靠主就是信心，从对哪里信心？
So what kind of faith is this?
对神有信心。
It is faith in God.
对神的话要生出信心。
And it is faith in the words of God.
圣经里面有许许多多是神对我们讲的话。
And the Bible has so many words to tell us.
我们可以说都是神对我们的一种应许。
And we can say that these are actually all promises from God.
所以如果你在看圣经
So if you continue to read the Bible.
你把它当成只是一种这个劝慰的那种话而已。
If you think of it as just words to convince you,
你就听看看参考就结束了。
So you'll read it, think about it, and then you'll leave it alone.
但是如果你把它当成是神的应许
，But if you look at them and consider these God's promises,
就好像银行开给你的本票一样
，Just like a bank who will give you an account.
你拿到银行开给你的本票，你会怎么样
？If you receive the statement, what do you do?
你会很高兴，对不对
？You would be very happy.
而且会赶快拿到银行去把它兑现。
Oh, if you receive a check, you will go and cash a check right away at the bank.
你绝对不会像看到一朋友随便开一个支票给你，你就说这个搞不好八路票就随便丢了。
If you see the check, you don't assume that it will bounce and throw it away.
你一定会赶快去兑现。
You would go and cash it right away.
同样的道理。
And this is the same idea.
你如果把你读的神的话
，If you take the words that you read of God,
把它当成是神对你的一种应许。
If you read them as the promises of God.
罗马书的那个十五章说，信心是从神的话来的。
In Romans 15, it tells us that faith comes from the word of God.
所以如果你把它当成一种应许的话
，So if you take these words as promises,
你就会去抓住这个应许。
You will hold on to that promise.
照着这个应许去做。
And you will follow what the promise tells us.
照着应许去做的话，就是靠主。
And then when you follow them, you are relying on God.
恩典你就得到。
And then you will receive the blessings.
同样的，如果你把它当成一种理论
，And at this, in the same time, if you consider it as a theory where you just think about it,
那这样的话你就不会照做。
At this time, then you will not be edified.
不会照做的话。就得不到恩典啊。
And you will not follow the words and you will not receive the blessings.
所以为什么我们同样都在信耶稣
？So why is it that we all believe in Jesus?
大家安息日都会来。
Everybody comes on Sabbath.
可是有些人信的天天喜乐。
But some people believe and they are happy every single day.
难道他真的都没有苦难吗？
Is it because they really do not have any kind of suffering?
也有啊。
They have them.
可是为什么他能够喜乐？
But why is it that they can be joyful?
因为他懂得抓住神的应许。
Because they know to hold on to the promises.
对神的话生出信心。
And they have faith in the word of God. And they will rely on him.
可啊，有些人就是把它当成参考。
And some people just think of it as something to think about.
那有什么办法呢？
And what can you do?
哦，所以其实圣经里面哦，有太多神对我们这种应许。
So in the Bible, there are so many promises of God.
我举个例来讲。
I will give one example.
好比说对生活压力的问题啊，哈。
So like the problems of pressures in life.
我们看马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 9.
第六章来看那个三十一节。
Chapter 9 verse 31.Chapter 6, verse 31.
所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是为信主的人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国跟他的义，这些东西就要加给你们。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。主耶稣在登山宝训哦，就对跟他的人门徒这样讲。
So this is what the Jesus told his disciples on the mount.
跟随他的人第一步的信心。
Those who follow him need to have faith.
就是要把生活完全交托在神的手中。
And you have to put your lives within the hands of God.
要过着信心的生活。
So that you can live a life of faith.
那如果你信不下去，
If you're unable to accept this,
主耶稣在三十节说，就是我们就是小信的人。
Then in verse 30, Jesus tells us that we are those of little faith.
好，那他给我们一个很大的应许哦。
And he gives us a really great promise.
他说哦，那种吃什么喝什么生活问题的是未信主的人在烦恼的。
He said that we don't need to worry about what we eat, what we drink, and what we wear.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为刚刚我讲过了。
Because as I just said,
神对亚当的咒诅啊。
This was God's curse to Adam.
从此以后，你要汗流满面才得糊口。
From now on, you must sweat and toil for your labor.
所以没有在基督里的人，这个咒诅是在他身上。
So those of us who are not in God, this curse belongs on them.
但我们今天在基督里的人呢？
But we are within Christ.
这个咒诅离开了。
So this curse has left us.
要重新享受伊甸园的那个乐趣了。
So we can once again attain the joy of the Garden of Eden.
你要怎么得到？
And how can we attain that?
你看主耶稣这样讲。
Here Jesus tells us.
你们要先求他的国跟他的义。
First, you must seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
如果过去你一直感觉到你的生活充满了压力，
If in the past you felt that your life was filled with worry and
pressure, 工作一直不顺，
and your work was not smooth,
怎么办？
What can you do?
你靠着你自己哦，拼命乱撞哦，不一定能够解决的啦。
If you rely on yourself and you try to solve everything, it won't necessarily solve the problem.
与其要这样子哦，不如安静下来。
And if you're going to do this, you should actually just calm down.
扭转你的脚步，
and you should change your steps,
回归到神的应许里面，
and return back to God's promise.
先求神的国跟神的义，
seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
好，下面主耶稣说这些东西都要加给你们，
and here Jesus says all these things shall be added unto you.
先决条件你做到，
so once you've done what you need to do,
后面主耶稣负责，
Jesus will be responsible for the rest.
这是一种应许，
this is a promise.
你可以去尝尝看，
you can try it for yourself.
你信你就抓住去做。
If you believe it, then you should go and do it.
恩典你就得到。
And you will receive the
blessings. 这个叫做基督里的喜乐。
And this is the joy of
Jesus. 战胜生活的压力。
You can overcome the life. Worries of life.
还有呢？
And what else?
主耶稣也有跟我们讲患难的问题啊。
And Jesus has also talked about tribulations.
我看那个约翰福音十六章。
Let us turn to John chapter 16.
十六章啊。
John chapter 16.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。这边 你看主耶稣预先就跟我们讲，在世上我们有苦难。
So here Jesus did tell us, in this world you will have tribulation.
但是他告诉我们，我们可以放心。
But he said that we can be of good cheer.
为什么？
Why?
因为他都胜了世界。
Because he has overcome the world.
他现在还在天上当我们慈悲中心的大祭司啊。
And currently he is still looking over us from heaven.
不断地在怜悯我们。
And he is constantly giving us his mercy.
所以我们在他里面就有平安。
So within him we will have peace.
这是一种应许。
And this is a promise.
你要去抓住这个应许。
You need to hold on to this promise.
抓住这个应许。靠他祷告。
And if you hold on to it, you will pray and rely on him.
好比再举一个例子。
Another example.
你看马可福音。
Turn to Mark.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
十一章，马可福音十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
十一章二十四节。
Chapter verse 24.
他那个二十二节先说哈，我们应当信服神哈。
And first in verse 22 it says, have faith in God.
好，二十四节就说。
And then verse 24 says.
所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着，就必得着。你看，这个是主耶稣给我们的应许啊。
This is another promise from Jesus.
他说，我们祷告祈求，无论是什么。
It says, whatever you ask in your prayer.
只要信是得着。
If you believe that you will receive them, then you will have them.
你在祷告的时候，信是得着咯。
When you pray and you believe, you will receive.
我们很多人在祷告都会抱着一种畏畏惧惧的心去祷告。
Many of us, when we pray, we have a wishy-washy type of feeling.
主耶稣有没有在听我祷告啊？
Is Jesus really listening?
他会不会怜悯我？
Will he have mercy on me?
他真的会爱我吗？
Will he really love me?
好，替主耶稣想了好多那个问号出来。
We have thought of so many what ifs for Jesus.
那这样的你的祈求怎么能够蒙垂听？
And what kind of prayer is this that he would listen to?
他说信是得着。
He said that if you believe, you will receive.
就必得着。
And you shall receive.
所以你要回转你祷告的那种心态。
So you need to change your attitude in prayer.
但这种例子太多。
And there are so many examples like
this. 这些啊，都是主耶稣给我们的一种应许。
And these are all promises from Jesus.
所以你所谓靠主就是对神的应许生出信心。
So if you rely on God, you will have faith in His promises.
然后抓住这个应许，照着应许去做。
And you will hold on to the promise and do as it tells us.
恩典你就会得到。
And you shall receive the blessings.
好，再来翻回来第四章。
Let us turn back to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求跟感谢将你们所要的告诉神。好，除了懂得靠主以外，
Other than relying on God,
还要学会应当一无挂虑。
We also need to learn how to be anxious for nothing.
所谓一无挂虑的意思就是交托。
SoIn order to be anxious for nothing, we need to know how to let go.
我们在祷告的过程里面，交托是最难的啦。
And this is the most difficult thing to do in prayer.
碰到操练，大家都会祷告。
And when we encounter troubles, we all know we should pray.
但是在祷告中要交托是最难的。
But in prayer, to put it on God, it's very difficult.
因为我们常常会怕。
Because we would be scared.
我如果丢出去。
If I let it go,
主耶稣不知道会不会接过去呢？
Will Jesus take over?
万一他没有接，我不是掉在半空中了？
So if Jesus drops the ball, then what happens to me?
不是更凄惨？
Won't that be even worse than before?
所以就在那边，要不要丢哦，就永远一直担着。
So you don't know whether you can put it on God, and so you sort of just stand there in the middle.
信心的进程哦，就是要交托。
So the process of faith requires that we can let it go and give it to God. And how do we do so?
一开始的时候。
And from the beginning.
你要凡事借着祷告跟祈求。
You need to do everything through prayer and supplication.
感恩的心。
With a heart of thanksgiving.
把你所要跟神讲。
And let your request be made known to God.
这是我们的每一个人的需要。
This is something we all need to do.
我有我需要的。
I have what I need.
你把主耶稣当成你的爸爸。
And you make Jesus your father.
他实际就是我们的爸爸。
And in reality, he is our father.
我们是他的儿女。
And we are his children.
那我儿女遇到困难了。
And when a child encounters trouble,
我理当把我所需要的告诉你。
I will tell what I need to my father.
虽然我还没祷告，你已经知道了。
Even though I have not prayed yet, you already know.
但是我要借着祷告，倾心吐意，把我的苦告诉你。
But nonetheless, through my prayer, I will tell God how I feel.
借着祷告。 把我们所要的跟他讲。
And through prayer, we can express what we need.
好，那讲了以后呢？
And once we have told him,
还有一个功夫。
There is another thing we have to do.
要向神求智慧。
We need to ask God for wisdom.
好，来看雅各书。
Let us turn to James.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。啊，这边劝信徒啊，若在百般的试炼中啊，都要以为大喜乐。
Here from verses 2 to 4, it says to count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
问题是在百般的试炼中，谁喜乐都出来。
But who can have joy in the middle of trials?
所以要怎么办？
So what should we do?
他第五节就接着讲。
In verse 5, it tells us.
你们中间呢，若有缺少智慧，就当求那后世给众人也不斥责人的神啊。
Here it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives liberally and without reproach.
求智慧的目的要干嘛？
And so why would we ask for wisdom?
求智慧的目的有两种。
There's two purposes to asking for wisdom.
第一种。
The first.
是求神赐我智慧能明白神的旨意。
To ask God to give us wisdom so we can understand his will.
因为我们现在的身份是神的儿女的呢。
Because currently we have the status of God's children.
按照道理神是在我们四围安营在搭救我们呢。
So God has encompassed us and covered us.
好，那既然神让我临到这种事情，
so if God let something happen to me,
那我求神明白，让我明白他的旨意。
Then I would ask God to let me understand why this.
我今天面对的苦难是什么？是什么原因？
What is the reason for my suffering?
是因为我有过犯受责罚吗？
Is it because I have sinned and this is my punishment?
如果不是，
if this is not,
还是神为了要造就我灵性更美。
Or does God want me to attain a better spirituality?
去寻求一下。
And I should think about it.
当你明白神的旨意的时候，你就用一种安然的心交托，把这个功课做完。
When you understand God's will, you can do your homework.
你自然就能够啊，这个苦难就过去了。
And then the suffering will pass.
而且你能够明白神的旨意的时候，你就很容易忍耐下来。
And if you understand His will, you will be able to have patience.
你就会了解像大卫所说的。
And just as David has said.
说既然是出于神，我就静默不语。不讲话。
I will have silence and let God do his will.
就这样子。
And this is what it says.
好，那求智慧第二个用意呢。
And the second purpose for asking for wisdom.
就是他第九节以下所讲的。
It says in verse 9.
你要看透人生。
Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation.
看透人生的起起伏伏啊。
You need to be able to understand life.
我们人在日光下面。
For those of us who are under the light,
人比较在乎的是短暂的肉体生活。
We care more about this fleshly temporary life.
神所在乎的是灵命的永恒。
And God cares about the eternal life.
可是我们都很软弱。
But we are all very weak.
我们一天到晚就是跟神要争取他的主啊，你再给我多一点给我多喝一点这都是属肉层面的。
We are always asking God for these temporary blessings.
他是神着眼的是借这个苦难当老师，要怎么来造就你的灵性。
But through these trials, God has found a way to save your spirituality.
让你的灵性毫无玷污皱纹。
So that your spirituality can be firm.
越来越像基督。
So that you can be more and more.
神着眼的是在这边。
And this is what God's purpose is.
让你将来能够得救。
So that in the end you can be saved.
所以要明白神的旨意。
So we need to understand his will.
看透人生。
So that we can understand.
当你能够看透人生的时候。
And if you can understand life and humanity.
你对这个苦难就比较容易释放掉。
You will have find a way to let go of these trials.
当你看不透人生。
If you're not able to understand.
越想抓。
You want to hold on to it.
你就那个苦就一直存在在你心中。
Then the suffering will continue to dwell within your heart.
你就越没办法交托了。
And you will not be able to hand this over to God.
看透人生以后，连死都不怕。
So if you can understand this, you will not even be afraid of death.
你就很容易的丢出去，丢给神。
You will be able to completely rely on God.
那神的恩典就临到你。
And then God's blessings will come upon us.
所以 在操练当中很重要的就是要向神求这个智慧。
So through trials, it is very important to ask for this wisdom.
让我们明白神的旨意。
So that we can understand God's
will. 也让我们能够看透人生。
So that we can understand life.
用一种很超越属灵的眼光来看我们的人生。
So that we can surpass what is in this world to understand life.
万一你的操练是生死交关的时候。
And then maybe your trials will be a matter of life and death.
你也能够用一种很安然的心来接受。
You will be able to accept it with a heart of peace.
因为神的旨意就是这样子。
Because this is God's will.
好，那当你这些工这些动作都做了
，and while you have done everything that you need to do，
把它丢出去了，交托出去了
，and you have placed it all in God's hands，
接下来做什么
？What do you do now？
接下来就是耐心等候。
Then you have patience and you wait。
来看诗篇。
Let us turn to Psalms。
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalms chapter 37。
诗篇三十七篇三十七篇的第五节
Psalm chapter 37 verse 5
当将你的事交托耶和华并倚靠他他就必成全第七节
verse 7
你当默然倚靠耶和华耐性等候他这边叫我们把我们的事交托神
Here it says to commit your way to the Lord
倚靠他
And to rely on him
他就会成全
And he shall bring it to pass
我们要默然倚靠神
So we need to wait patiently for him
并且要耐心地等候他
And we need to wait with patience
交托了
And once we have committed to God And we are not to be anxious
好好把神给我们的功课做完
And do what God has told us to do faithfully
相信我们的生命气息动作存留都在神的手中
And we believe that everything that we do is within the hands of God
神如果没有要叫我们安息死不了的
If God is not willing we won't die
只要把它交给他就好
As long as we commit everything to him
就耐性等候他
And we can wait with patience
等候神的成全、啊、
And we wait for his will to come
好那在等候的当中、啊、
And so during this waiting period
如果你明白神的旨意
If you have understood God's will
有时候我们所求的
Sometimes what we ask for
当然主耶稣就把照着我们所求把我们成全我们最喜乐了
And of course we are happiest when God gives us what we ask for and everything comes to us
可是有时候主耶稣不是照我们意思跟我们成全、啊、
But sometimes God does not do things according to what we want
那怎么办
And then what do we do
我们仍然要顺服
So we need to obey anyway
你能够用一种完全顺服的心去接受
We need to have a submissive heart to accept
你自然能够看透这个苦难了嘛
And that you can understand the suffering
好所以好比主耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告
So just as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane
他知道他的 肉身去面对十字架的苦行是承担不了的
He knew that his flesh was unable to bear the suffering of the cross
所以他的祷告是怎么祷告
So how did he pray?
求父把这杯拿走
He asked for God to remove this cup
他是希望拿走的
He wanted the cup to leave him
但是他把主权交给主耶稣
But
交给神
But Jesus handed this over to God.
他说不要照我意思，要照你的意思。
He said not according to my will, but according to your will.
因为掌握我们生命气息、动作存留是神。
Because God is the one who holds our lives.
我们不是主人，我们是仆人。
We are not the master, we are the servant.
所以把主权交给他。
So we need to give the power to God.
完全顺服。
I can only completely submit.
你能够照我的所求答应我，最高兴。
I would be happiest if you could do my will.
但是你的旨意如果不是这样。
But if your will is not the same.
我仍然顺服
Then I will submit to yours.
用这种心来祷告
This is the heart that we need to pray.
你就可以得胜你所面对的这种苦难
And therefore we can overcome what we face.
就自然你的心就豁然开朗
And then your heart will open up.
而且能够充满喜乐
And you will be filled with joy.
所以你看主耶稣到最后他顺服下来了
So we can see until the end that Jesus was able to submit.
这杯肉要我喝
So he said, if, Lord, if you want me to drink, take this cup.
愿父旨意成全就是。
Then may your will be done.
可是天父的旨意不是救他脱离啊。
So the Father's will was not to have him escape this.
天父的旨意是定义把他定死啊。
The Father's will was to have him die on the cross.
但是他顺服了。
And so Jesus was able to submit.
因为他知道。
Because he knew.
这是要成就天父旨意的。
This is to fulfill the will of God.
天父要我去尝这个苦。
So if the Father wanted me to suffer this way,
我就顺服下来接受。
I will submit and accept.
那用这样的一个观念来交通。
And through this view, he was able to accept.
这样 腓立比书所讲的最后一句话就会实现在我们心中。
And then so this is how what the last phrase in Philippians is able to live in our lives.
看腓立比书第四章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4.
第四章第六节。
Verse 4, verse 6.
第七节哈。
Verse 7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。好，这边说神所赐出人意外的平安，就是说超越你所能想象的那个平安。
So here says the peace of God surpasses all understanding.
他会在基督耶稣里保守你。
And within God, Christ Jesus, we will be protected.
让你心怀意念得到保守，得到喜乐。
So that our hearts and minds will be guarded, and we will have joy.
那这个耶稣超乎你想象的那种平安。
And we can have a peace that surpasses all understanding.
不一定就是解决你的困难。
This doesn't mean that our problems will all be solved.
是让你的心开了。
It means that our hearts can open up.
豁然开朗了。
And we can understand.
超越属肉体层面的看法了。
And surpass all the understandings of the world.
能够以神的眼光来看你所面对的苦难。
So we can understand with God's view how to face our trials.
那这些肉身的威胁对你来讲就没有什么威胁了嘛。
So all these fleshly trials will end up meaning nothing to you.
那当然喜乐就临到我们身上。
And then so the joy will come upon us.
这个就是我们怎么样在这入光下一个基督里的人得喜乐的一个方法。
So in this world, this is how Christians can attain joy.
最后我们来看尼希米记。
Lastly, let us turn to Nehemiah.
尼希米记第八章。
Nehemiah chapter 8.
尼希米记第八章第十节最后。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, the last part.
这是因为那个以色列人听到以斯拉的那个责备以后大家悔改。
So after the Israelites heard the rebuke of Ezra, they decided to repent.
那尼希米就跟以斯拉劝勉他们。
And then so Nehemiah spoke with them as well.
他说你们不要忧愁。
He told them, do not sorrow.
因为靠神而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
靠神而得的喜乐。
So the strength which comes from God
是我们人生的力量。
Is our joy of life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们这个信仰不是理论。
Our faith is not a theory.
也不是一种心灵安慰。
And it's not just a comfort.
我们的神是活生生的神。
Our God is a living God.
他就活在我们的生活里面。
And he lives within our lives.
所以当你的人生面对操练的时候。
So when you encounter trials in your life.
你一定要懂。都来靠神。
You must remember how to rely on God.
靠神得到喜乐。
And to rely on Him to attain joy.
把你的所有的苦难交托给主。
So that you can place all your sorrows upon Him.
主耶稣一定会赐你意外的平安，保守你。
God will give you peace that surpasses understanding to guard you.
愿主耶稣带领你们。
And may God guide all of us.
让你们每天过着都是喜乐的生活。
So that every day we can live with joy.
把神的旨意实现在你的生活当中。
So that God's will may reveal itself in your life.
我们要唱赞美诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
145首。
145。
亲家哈。
And he's actually a relative of Deacon Huang.
就是他妹妹的公公哈。
He's the father-in-law of his sister.
他活到八十，大概八十三岁的时候。
And when he was about 83 years old.
发现说得到这个肝癌。
He found that he had a cancer of the liver.
那就去栓塞。
And so he went to get treatment.
可是呢他一点忧愁都没有。
But he did not have any worries at all.
几十年来他都安息日一定来坐在第一个位置。
And in his many years of believing, he always sat in the first row during Sabbath.
那个习惯从来没有改变。
And that habit never changed.
一直到生病还是这样子。
And even up until he was sick, he did the same thing.
结果主耶稣让他再活了大概三年的时间。
And then so Jesus,
快八十六岁的时候。
And when he was almost 86 years old,
他整个人就慢慢一直瘦下去。
He began to get very skinny.
那个他的儿子跟我说，传道，我爸爸大概医生说再活没有几个月了。
And his son told me that the doctor said he had maybe a few months left.
那我就去看他。
And so I went to see him.
我沿路上就一直在想。
And the whole way there, I kept thinking.
我到底要用什么话来安慰他？
What words can I use to comfort him?
因为 前一阵子他的儿女都没有给他知道他是癌症。
Because before that, his children didn't let him know that it was cancer.
那现在问题是他剩下一两个月就要去世了，所以我要怎么跟他讲面对这个事实？
But now that he only has 1 to 2 months left, how can I tell him how to face this?
结果我去到那边了。
And so I arrived.
他看到笑眯眯了。
He saw me and he was very happy.
传道你来了。
He said, "I'm so happy to see you, Pastor."
赶快讲一些道理给我听。
So come and tell me some sermons.
帮我按手。
And lay your hand
on me.
Ask Jesus to take me home very soon.
我说为什么你这样讲？
I said, why would you say this?
因为我从来没有这样跟人家祷告，帮人家祷告说，主耶稣啊，赶快把他接走。
I have never had to pray for someone and say, Jesus, please take this person away very soon.
他说，其实你不要讲，我已经知道，我是癌症末期。
And he said, you don't have to tell me. I know I am in the late stages of cancer.
我知道我在不久人间了。
I know that I do not have much longer.
可是我不会担心了。
But I'm not worried.
因为我们信耶稣最重要就是要赶快到天国啊。
Because as Christians, we need to get to heaven as quickly as possible.
现在就是我要去天国的时候了，我很高兴啊。
And now I am about to go, so I'm very joyful.
所以我求你帮我祷告，求主耶稣赶快让我把我接走。
So please pray for me and ask that Jesus takes me away soon.
主耶稣替我解决我要怎么讲的困难。
And Jesus had already solved the problem for me of what I should say.
我连一句安慰话都没有讲啊。
So I didn't have to say any words of comfort.
就帮他祷告。
I prayed for him.
那以后后来我就是每个礼拜都去帮他祷告。
And then after that, every week I went to pray with him.
每个礼拜看到都是很喜乐。
And every week he was very joyful.
从来没有表现出一种面对死亡的人那种恐惧跟忧愁。
He never had any of the fears or worries of facing death.
他一直在讲，每次去他就讲故事给我听。他以前怎么来信主啊，怎么样？现在感谢主要到天国了。
And every time I went, he would tell me stories of how he came to believe and how happy he is to finally go to heaven.
那神没有亏待他。
And so Jesus did not.
就在我们一般癌症尤其肝癌是非常痛苦的。
And even though most of the time the late stages of cancer is very painful.
我曾经看过那个慕道朋友肝癌到末期的时候是在病床上这样子的。
I have seen truth seekers who were at the late stages of liver cancer and they were in pain and they could not stay still.
他没有。
But he was not like that.
一点痛都没有。
He was not in any pain at all.
就感觉到一个人就好像那个血气孤干那样慢慢一直瘦到皮包骨主耶稣就把他接走了。
And he lost the weight until he was nothing but skin and bones and then Jesus took
him. 而且是好像睡着一样。
And it's as if he fell asleep.
面对死亡不畏惧。
So he faced death but he was not scared.
而且是充满喜乐要迎接啊。
And he was filled with joy that he wanted to accept.
是从哪里来的？
Where did this come from?
安慰来的吗？
Was it through comfort?
是。
No.
靠主得到的。
It was through relying on God.
所以我们既然是基督里面的人了，
so since we are all within Christ,
期待里面不管是在美国在哪里都要懂得靠主。
Regardless of where we are, we need to know to rely on God.
要过着常常喜乐的生活。
So that we can live lives of joy.
这是我们的权利啊。
And this is our power.
那是主耶稣应许给我们的。
Because God has promised it to us.
你还不去得，那你不是太傻了吧。
If you don't receive it, then it's very silly of you.
我们现在就来祷告。
So now we are going to pray.
求主耶稣赐给我们大家信心。
And may Jesus give us all peace, faith.
需要按手的就到前面来。
Those of us who need laying of hands, please come forward.
我们一起来感谢祷告。
And let us all pray together.